I'm come from Hungary in 2005, and first time coming in England, and like changed my life because it's my country. This moment is very poor, you know, job, no nothing. Yeah, and coming here, my first time coming in Preston, this is a small town in North England, and I find these companies and ask constructions, and I go there because I'm working a building site. This is my job, bricklayer, and I start working and stay here nearly 7 years. And this year, coming in London and working here, January, February, something like this, is my boss is rented for me one room, and I'm working same company here, Lucian. And June is coming one inspector, yeah, and told me, you know, working legal, you know, have CSES card. You now go home or you stay here and working more. Only 1 minute is you pay penalties, 500 quid. That's it. And my boss has told me, okay, sorry, Bella, because he don't like pay his 500 quid. It's now is near 2 months ago, is the contact is gone because I'm writing message in the Facebook, I'm can ringing, is no pick up the phone, no send me back the message, nothing, and I'm now stay in the street, and that's it. Lost this 2 months and 3 months. I'm like lost. I'm like clean my life. Yeah. Yeah, on 4th November, I'm go to Lucian College, yeah? I'm do it at CSES gun. Maybe I'm passed, yeah. Because I'm every time I'm learn it. I'm passed. And I'm go back and working, definitely. And maybe I'm come back my life. Just I'm like just this one, you know. These people helped me, the big help, the best help for me. Nobody before talk about for me like Richard, and another one. The first time is coming for hey you what are you going? You different, you know, like these people, you know. Yeah,
we feed the people that don't fit to the criteria of food banks. So that is, for example, young people who are starting their first job. They have their benefits stopped. They've got to wait 5 weeks until they get their first paycheck. A third of our clients are pensioners over 60. That's our largest growing sector at the moment, is pensioners. You get hit with a huge big gas or electricity bill, say £400 or £500. Who then pay the bill and then have no money to buy food. So you'll find, for example, you may go to your mum's on Sunday for afternoon tea. She puts on a great spread, and on Monday morning, she's at the food bank because she's got no food to feed herself. But we have a lot of pensioners that you would regard as pensioners, or most people listening to this would, who may be 59, 60, that have all sorts of issues, which makes them a lot older than 58, 60. And they are having to pay an extra £26 a week for spare bedroom, which they keep their medication in, for example, or their dialysis machines. So, and these people don't have the money. There is a limit.
I only found out about such thing about a month ago when I came to the food bank and was talking to Mr. Roy Woodford, who told me that it's called a sanction. They've never once put that word in any letters that I received. I get £60 a week for that's the child tax, and the £80 a month for child benefit. She's in my care. I'm so responsible for her, but that's how we survive. And she never complains. Every once a week, you can get 10 items for £1. Just buy second-hand clothes if we really have to. My father's deceased. My mother is in her late 80s, so...
What else we do as well, though, because the feast is only the first step in the journey. And we then also have a Friday support group, so we invite people to come back on a Friday, where there's a little bit more expectation that someone's going to talk about how their life is going and some engagement on trying to get some help. Whereas on a Wednesday, you can turn up, you can not give your name, you can eat and leave again. On a Friday, we would... If you sit around a table, it's a bit more in community. There's the expectation you might say something and try and get some help. And that's what happens on a Friday afternoon. So that's the next step. But then we also do some housing as well. So many of you will know that we run a housing project. Currently we have 24 spaces on the housing project. Four of those are women, 20 of them are men. All the men's spaces are always in huge demand, and the women's spaces, there's less demand for women's spaces. And so the houses, we also provide support. So Andy, who works with me, does support work. And so this is where it gets really helpful, because Andy does lots of work on benefits, on health, on mental health, on employment, but he also would be very keen to pray with people and to help people walk in terms of knowing Jesus as well. So that's how the support works with the housing. And then Dave, who works with me as well, makes sure that the whole thing works, as in he sorts out all the finance, all the maintenance. There's quite a bit of maintenance issues, showers going wrong, keys getting lost, all sorts of things. I'm sure you never have any of those problems, but in our houses, those problems happen quite often.